Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
We drink tequila. We talk.
Welcome to Team Tequila Talks.
I need a booster seat.
A booster seat.
I need to go get the booster seat out of my car.
There it is.
You look so much taller than me.
I am so much taller
than you. I think these chairs,
girl, they are the same size. Everybody, welcome to Team Tequila Talks. Your hosts, Cassandra Jean Amell and Sharon Gonzalez, having a height discussion over here. And we're going to cheers. It looks like a lemon drop. That wasn't the idea, but
was
you
it?
Know what? Cheers.
Cheers.
To our lemon drop-esque tequila.
I like the California toddy.
Yeah, so let's tell the people how we came up with this. It's fall. And the funny thing is Sharon actually doesn't like fall and fall things that much. And she hit me up and was like, hey, let's do a fall cocktail. What's fall? And I was like, you don't have to fucking ask me twice. I fucking love fall.
You fucking love, I think it's your favorite season, actually.
Of course it is. I have been putting pumpkin spice in my coffee since September 22nd. I actually took a little break when we had that heat wave because it was... The whole pumpkin spice, that heated spice thing, when it is,
it will make you hot.
Degrees.
It'll make you hot with the nutmeg and like, yeah.
Yeah, I started on the 22nd and then I took a bit of a break and now I'm fully back in it. We've got like this gloomy sweater weather teasing thing happening right now. High of 75. Love it. Point is, it's still not cold enough for a hot toddy.
No.
So I look up this cocktail and it's like a maple syrupy type cocktail. And we go, oh, this looks great. This looks like touch of fall. And we didn't realize that it was a hot toddy because we're not in the mindset of hot toddies yet here.
No.
I think that's like hot toddies aren't till winter here for me.
And I think if I'm really sick, like if I'm sick in the summer, I had the summer flu this summer, I made a hot toddy, but I made it with a whiskey.
Yeah.
But if I'm sick, I will have it no matter the weather because I'll be under the covers. It doesn't matter.
You're drinking while you're under the covers in bed?
Yeah, you know when you get the chills when you have the flu and you get the chills and you're like, ooh, something warm. But I always put whiskey and or bourbon.
I mean, we should explore that old wives' tale because I've heard that like when you have a cold, the whiskey has beneficial properties.
So they used to, back in the day before, you know, there was, you know, much medicine, when babies would teethe, they would dip their finger in bourbon or whiskey and just rub it on the gum. Now you DCFS will be called on you.
Frowned upon.
So don't do that to your children.
Do not take our medical advice.
Definitely don't.
I love saying that here.
I know. Literally don't take that one because they're little poor livers, but you know, but they used to do that. So I do think there is some medical something or other. They would give you bourbon when sometimes you would, get sick in the hospital before they before there was anesthesia. Mm-hmm. They would give you some whiskey or bourbon to help
and
you.
A wooden spoon to bite down on.
Yep.
Well, we decided to alter our hot, not so hot. Well, maybe we just call it the not so hot toddy.
Not so hot toddy. I like
so
that.
So we decided to make it kind of, it's still autumn. It's still spice. We've got some fresh lemons. I grabbed the last ones off the tree where we're done with the lemons, I think, for the year. But oranges are coming soon, which is exciting.
I love orange.
Like, those really pop in the winter.
Yeah.
For me, I'm a fall person from September 22nd until... So winter doesn't actually start until December 21st or 22nd officially. But I think that once you hit December, you just got to lean full into Christmas. And Christmas and fall doesn't really match up.
No. And how do you know when date starts of seasons? And
there's a calendar. There's a calendar.
I think in school, I probably took a test when the seasons start. Because in California, when you're born and raised, there are no seasons.
Right. But
it's just summer and then Christmas.
So the rest of the country and North America and most parts of the world, they're definitive seasons. If you are up in, for example, you know, we always spent all that time in Canada. Mm-hmm. It is pull out your coat.
Yes,
season.
It's true.
It is. All of the leaves have changed. Half of them are already on the ground. You start to see that in September. You're getting glimpses. But fall starts September 22nd and winter is either December 21st or 22nd. But it's always later than you think.
Yeah, because
spring
it's not like,
doesn't start until the end of March. And we think that it's earlier because it gets nice.
It gets
here
warm.
Earlier. And I grew up in Texas, so same thing. You know, we didn't really have definitive seasons in the way that.
But you guys get a little snow. No?
Not in Houston, not in South Texas.
Oh, not in Houston. Oh, okay.
That is at North Texas, yes.
Okay.
But in South Texas, by the water, Bay, bayou. No.
Right. So like warmer.
Yeah. And I mean, it does get cold mm-hmm. in the winter, but like not really until December definitively. Right. Mm-hmm. You know, you could still get a nice warm, I don't want to say snap because it's a cold snap, like a warm front. I guess.
Yeah.
So you get a little warm weather. And so sometimes, like, I mean, listen, sometimes the lake is even nice in October and November because it hasn't cooled down yet. So
it's like, it's not super, super.
It's not super cold and you can still hop in. You're still getting some sunny 79 degree days, all that stuff. Mm. But back to the cocktail. We've got some fresh squeezed lemon. You know, we love the fresh squeezed here. What else do we have in here?
We have some Frangelico?
Hazelnut liqueur. Now, usually this is a little sweet for us, but we just did a little dash to have that nuttiness that fall. That's what we're looking for.
I used half of everything. Obviously, I'll post the recipe, but I didn't do mm-hmm. like 0.5 of the Frangelico, 0.5 of the maple syrup. But I think I'm not a fan of Frangelico, but I think the lemon. It's like cutting into whatever. It has a nice back note, like a back end.
Well, I also think that we used it more like a bitters. Right. Yeah. As opposed to a dumping in an ounce and a half of liqueur. So it was more for the undertone of it. So we're cutting back on the sugar that way. Speaking of sugar, we have used organic 100% maple syrup. Never anything in the Aunt Jemima family.
No.
High fructose corn syrup here.
No. Log cabin. I grew up on some log cabin.
So the other thing. You know, we haven't touched on some of our health benefits in a while because we've covered so many.
I know.
But the maple syrup. Maple syrup is a good one because it is first of all, it's a natural sugar. Just you go boom, and it comes out of a tree, right?
Is that what you do? I'm pretty sure there's some drilling.
Yeah, there's probably some drilling. But then you tap the tree.
Tap the sap.
And I feel like, don't come at me, Canadians. I'm sure that there's a more difficult process. But it comes from a tree. It's supernatural. You don't have to break it down, bleach it, process it the same way that you would sugar. And it is a more complex sugar. So it's going to have a lower GI index.
Which we love.
That means that it is going to spike your blood sugar way less. And it is going to not cause that spike in glucose where you are all of a sudden crashing and hungry and want to eat more. I want to say it's in the mid 50s, which is pretty decent. Like white bread is in the 90s.
Yeah. You want to, I think anything 50 or below.
Oh, it's 54. I looked this up earlier. Okay. I forgot I looked it up. It's 54, I think. Looks about 54. Jury's out. I think it depends on like what.
Well, I mean, I guess how much you use also. Is that for like an ounce or 2 ounce or tablespoon?
Well, and it says they have determined that eating maple syrup causes a lower rise in blood glucose sugar than white sugar, corn syrup, brown rice syrup. And it has a lower glycemic index similar to honey, molasses, and agave. Which we use agave a bunch here.
We do. And that's actually kind of nice. I mean, I just Googled because I was like, wait, there's different colors of maple syrup.
I don't really get that. That one, that's going to be like the amber type of tree. Yeah.
You have an amber. Well, they said it's four grades, golden, amber, dark, or very dark. And they're made of two components, color and flavor. And the flavor corresponds with the color. So the darker the syrup, the stronger the maple flavor, which actually makes sense.
Okay, but is this part of how they filter it and bottle it? Or is this the species of tree?
It's because golden, I don't know. I'll look it up. But to me, if I was going to make a very educated guess, it would be the species of tree. But aren't they all maple trees? But I guess the subspecies
correct.
In the maple.
Think about agave.
Oh, it's true.
Right.
Very true.
So think about how many different types of agave plant there mm-hmm. are and how many different types of palm trees when you're talking about like, you know, dates and all this stuff. So there are different types of maple trees for sure. It's not just the one.
Okay. So wait, today's golden syrup would have been graded as fancy in Vermont, grade A light amber in New Hampshire, or Canada number one light amber in Quebec. Interesting. They said the
Did you
golden.
Know you have to answer those questions to pass your Canadian citizenship exam?
Really?
No.
Oh, I was going to say, because I know the $100 bill smells like maple, or is it the $100
That's
bill?
That's not true.
It is.
That's a myth.
No, it's not. I smelled it.
No.
Yeah, right hand to whatever. I smelled it.
No, that's like when they tell you that you got to listen to a giant seashell to hear the ocean, and really, like, it's just because you want to hear the ocean. It's not a real thing.
It's
like a psychological trick.
No, it's not. You can hear it.
Their money doesn't actually.
I'm about to Google it.
They do not let's like, bet, run it through a maple
syrup. Let's bet a bottle of tequila Tequila.
Tequila?
Tequila.
Tequila. Tequila.
That's the American cousin of tequila. Tequila.
I love it.
So, but I just Googled that the Bank of Canada said they never did that and that it's all neurological.
I told you.
I smelt it. And maybe it's like sometimes when someone directs your psychological brain to say, you're going to smell this color.
That's
you're
what
gonna
I just told you, Sharon.
I know, but.
I'm telling you. That's not a thing.
I think.
It's psychological.
It's
psychological.
I don't know.
You want to smell.
I think someone is sneakily putting maple scented flavor into the printing press.
like there's Jerry who still like had a couple on his lunch break. Yeah. And he was like, yeah, you know what we're going to do? We're going to make this money smell like maple syrup. Why different maple syrup is different colors? Because there's amber and there's dark amber and there's extra light amber.
No, the Canadians like the version in Canada is the light amber.
My husband from Toronto, and we worked in Vancouver for 7 years. And the funny thing is every time we go, you know, you go on vacation, you meet somebody in the pool or in a restaurant, you're making small talk, and they go, where are you from? And we say, well, we live in LA. And they're like, cool, cool. So California, great. And Stephen will say, but I was born and raised in Ontario, in Toronto. And they're like, oh, man, I know a Canadian. Do you know John? And they never say it when, so California is bigger than Canada population wise, not size wise, obviously. Yeah. But the funny thing is anytime we say, yeah, we live in California or we, you know, we have a place in California, whatever, because we actually do bounce around quite a bit. I don't think that we live anywhere.
Right.
But anytime we say like we flew here from LA, that's the airport that we departed for on this particular trip.
I think maple syrup is delicious. I mean, I like the lollipops.
We're talking about fall. We're talking about maple syrup. We put maple syrup in our cocktail. It's not Sober October over here.
Never.
So this is Libra season. It's also both of our birthdays in this season. We just celebrated both of our birthdays. So we're leaning into all things fall. And this is a hot topic. This is a discussion because some people are like, I don't care about the seasons. I don't care about fall. Can everything I stop? Like, I want to stop smelling pumpkin spice. I am over all things fall. And other people on the other side of the spectrum are like, hit me with all things fall. I want the pumpkins. I want the pumpkin spice. I want the Ugg boots. I want the sweaters. I don't care what the temperature is outside. I want lovely, organic, non-fake fragrancy candles. Okay. I want the good stuff. I want the really good stuff. I want the squash. I want all the fall foods. You better believe I'm making chili. So, I mean, I feel like this is a very polarizing thing.
It is. Well, okay. So this is why I might be a little biased against fall. We don't celebrate fall here in California. Not real thing. Although the leaves do change. There's a big misconception that leaves don't change in fall. They actually do.
Just not as much. Palm tree leaves don't change.
Right. Because when I was in high school, I used to have to rake my front yard of the leaves. It was like manual labor. But I also I think everyone looks cuter, more handsome, more prettier with a hint of a flushed of sun. And when you don't get the sun, everyone looks a little bit, you don't have that flush and you look a little bit sad. But I like a golden glow, like a glow like J-Lo. I like a golden glow. And I think the sun, everyone just seems more perky when it's sunny. I don't know. Everyone's personality seems a little bit more bubblier.
Okay, but this is also my issue with Christmas. And I love fall. So for me personally, fall starts when the calendar says it starts. I'm talking September 22nd, and it definitively goes until Thanksgiving. Don't even talk to me about Christmas until after Thanksgiving, because I fucking love Christmas so much. And here's why I'm so opinionated on this. Because if you start Christmas on November 1st, as soon as like your Halloween costume's literally still at the foot of your bed, right? And then you don't take down your tree until February. Now all of a sudden Christmas is a quarter of the year and you're watering it down. It is now Christmas from concentrate, right? Like it is not as special when you stretch it out, especially that early into fall. When you are starting halfway through autumn and starting Christmas, first of all, you're skipping over all of the magic that is fall, okay? And it's a beautiful time of the year. And then you're just diving into Christmas and it's so watered down.
I mean, right now it's going to be 70 and people are going to start break out their trenches in LA. People like to cosplay winter in LA. It's very cute.
Fall. Stop skipping over fall.
Because I've been doing it forever. Oh my goodness. If you go to a Dodger game, like on a Sunday and it's like 68, everyone is like, they're in like, I don't know, Green Bay. It's like they're at a Green Bay game. They have their little arm hand muffs.
Listen, I'm not mad at it. I like the fall enthusiasm. Plus, sometimes, just like your psychological trick of smelling maple syrup on money that's not actually there, people in LA want the psychological trick of, like, this is fall.
Yeah, right? No lie, my girlfriend just texted me, it is soup weather at like 8 a.m. this morning, Danielle. Soup she was weather. Like, it is soup weather. And I was like, ooh, Italian wedding soup tonight. Like, it's 70.
Very specific. Because you spend all summer trying to stay, like, cool.
Yeah.
And then by the time you hit winter, you're like, nope, warm it right back up. Let's go right back up. And fall is the happy medium.
It's very true.
This is why I like it so much. So we've established I love fall. You're kind of meh on fall.
Meh.
But you have to have a favorite fall ritual or a fall ceremonial. Not ceremonial. That sounds so formal.
Yeah.
You have to have a fall thing that even you do.
I get a farm fresh box every week in season fruits and vegetables. Cause I do believe you should eat the fruits and vegetables that are in the season.
100%.
It's just better for you, healthier for you. And I will say when it comes to the fall vegetables that I can incorporate into a meal, like last night I made like black rice with Romanesco and squash. Roasted squash.
Okay. And I take it. That sounds very fall.
It's very fall.
Very harvesty.
Very harvesty.
Very harvesty.
So I do, and I also do, I work out throughout the year, but I love a fall workout because it's just not as hot.
Oh, me too.
I know. So it's, you get the breeze and then you're working out and you still sweat, but it's just not as like Death Valley hot.
I like to sweat because I'm working hard, not because the thermometer is not working as it should for a normal person's workout.
I like a steamy, I like a hot room. I know. We do Pilates together and sometimes
we fight over the thermostat.
I like a 90 degree, like hot Pilates, hot yoga.
You lost me.
I like to sweat. I think there's toxins that you're releasing, like a steam room, a sauna.
But you're going to sweat anyway if you are working out properly.
Just like double the fun.
No, because like it's you're firing up your detoxification system in general, right? And you have your sweat coming out. If you are excessively sweating during your workout because of artificial stimulation like heat, you're just losing water weight. You're dehydrating yourself and your workout is not as efficient.
But the Swedish study that said after if you come from a heavy night of drinking and you get into the sauna, it does detoxify.
Well, but that's because you're just sitting in the sauna. You're not working out sauna.
But then if you raise your heart rate and do some arm pumps.
But you're going to do that anyway if you're working out. That's my point.
But then you get double the dose, which means double the detox.
That's not a thing. It's not
double
a thing.
The detox.
No, that is incorrect. Incorrect, ma'am. Incorrect.
It's like the detox to retox type of thing.
It is, but you only need the one. You only need the one stimulation for sweating. That's my point.
Fine.
Yeah.
I disagree.
But
fine.
I mean, it is a beautiful time of year to go on hikes. And
I love a
just
hike.
Like enjoy working out outside. I do yoga outside all the time. Love it. Couldn't love it more. It's really nice when you're just not being hit over the head with unbearable heat.
I know. That's my kind of my ritual is the fall vegetables and working out in the cool. What's yours?
Oh, I have so many.
Well, we know you love a pumpkin spice. Go to Cassandra's Instagram and watch her make the pump. You should redo that. Real because now it's like this time
like
of year it holds up because I think a lot of people it's a very healthy unprocessed pumpkin spice latte.
So I definitely dive into, especially on Thanksgiving, both Canadian and American. I feel like this is a weird thing. We should consider this a dual episode. Just like a dual citizen. But I like taking traditional heavy fall Thanksgiving treats and decadent foods and making them cleaner. For example, I love, like when I was a kid, we'd have the candied yams. And I just remember you'd get those giant oversized cans of syrupy, bright orange yams. And then you put the
marshmallows,
the jet puff marshmallows on them. Like so much junk. So what I do instead is I take real sweet potatoes, real yams. I steam them, cook them, take the skins off. And then I whip them with a can of full fat coconut milk or coconut cream
so
with
yummy.
Some fresh sea salt. And the coconut has just enough sugar to give it that sweetness, but it also has the decadence with the fats, but it's all healthy.
Right? And it's
like
all
it's
healthy.
A clean fat.
So it's still going to be a little rich because of the coconut cream.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So it has the decadence of it. So I like taking, and if you've seen my Instagram, you see that I love taking those holiday lattes because you should be able to enjoy a pumpkin spice latte or a, like a brown sugar, which I use brown coconut sugar, kind of that like creme brulee.
And the peppermint latte, easy
That's
to
getting
do.
More into Christmas. But just
in
general.
Is it peppermint fall?
No. It's winter. It's mint. It's It's winter.
Disagree.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I like just creating in general. Like I do a gluten-free, dairy-free Chex Mix.
Which is actually, I've had it so in Canada and at your house. It's very, very so yummy.
I actually think it's better than the original now.
It
If I mean, I don't really eat, I don't eat packaged Chex Mix, but like sometimes my mom makes it. Sorry, mom, but it's not as good as mine.
Yours is actually really good. It's savory sweet. And you don't get too much of the sweet, though. Yeah, I know. It's not candy sweet.
So the other things that, I mean, football is obviously a big fall thing. I mean, I know that football also goes into winter, but there's something about the starting of football and college football and just kind of the social aspect of having people.
Well, I love
the
weekends.
Yeah, I love football.
Yeah.
Not parties.
They're like kickbacks.
Sessions.
Because you wake up in the morning, you put on your fluffy socks, and you're in your PJs. You don't have to brush your teeth right away because football comes on at 10 a.m. here in the West Coast. No, I cannot brush my teeth and have my Bailey's and coffee at this. I cannot do it.
Why can't you brush your teeth with no toothpaste? Well, that way you get the sweaters off, you give it a good...
Like, it's going to be a no. To brush your teeth, you need toothpaste.
Okay, so we had an episode about beauty swaps, right?
Yes.
And one of the things that I have really been keeping an eye on are toothpaste swaps, because they're saying that fluoride is the new lead. Again, right. Not a doctor, not a medical professional, right. But I've looked at all of these studies and they're saying, like, we're going to look back because fluoride is linked to thyroid dysfunction.
Because we put too much of it in the water.
Well, yeah. And it's also in your toothpaste, right? Yeah. So it's a massive endocrine disruptor. So I've gotten into this brand. There's a couple. Just Ingredients makes a paste.
A paste. And
it's a charcoal. Powder. It's a tea powder. Is it charcoal? Sorry, not a paste. It's a powder. It's not a paste.
Okay.
And then there's Risewell, which is a great one too.
Yeah.
And the whole thing is like, so back in the day, it was all tooth powder. And now we switch to paste because like it's prettier and it's more convenient. Yeah. And it foams and it's like, I'm brushing my teeth. Well, my teeth are super clean.
Because our dish soap foams, our body soap foams.
But it's not supposed to. You just need like a cleaning element. So it's not as pretty, but it is non-toxic. It whitens your teeth. It prevents cavities with xylitol. And xylitol that stops bacteria from growing on your teeth. So I'm very into like the super crunchy,
non-toxic. Maybe I need to go back into my toothpaste. I use my Hippie toothpaste back when I was making my own deodorant, and I got cavities. So I switched back because we just can't be having cavities. And he was like, what are you using? I'm like, oh, this. And he's like, no, use your fluoride toothpaste. Use your anti-cavity.
Well, that's what my
dentist said.
But
maybe it's gotten better.
Said, and like, I'm going to have to go back for my checkup pretty soon because I'm due. And I'm going to be like, sir, I'm not down with the fluoride because there's all these new studies coming out about the toxicity of it. And I mean, like, go do your own research. But clearly we do a lot of research here on Team Tequila Talks. And I think that there's something to be said about all of this information about fluoride resurfacing when we have other things that can stop cavities, like xylitol. And there's other types of toothpaste, tooth powders, tooth cleansers that you can get the cleaning effect without having all of this toxic. For me, if I even think it's toxic, but there's another alternative, there's another substitute, then like, what are we even doing? What are we even talking about?
It's true. Well, we're talking about big business at that point. But I will say, I don't brush my teeth because of the mint taste, and it disrupts my coffee and Bailey's for football.
That's what I'm saying, though, is with these tooth powders, they don't use any type of artificial flavors or chemicals in them.
Okay, you gotta link me.
So that's the thing, is they say, like, oh, don't drink orange juice after you brush your teeth. Well, you know, first of all, we only drink orange juice if it is fresh squeezed. And like,
hello.
You know,
in a cocktail,
and
preferably.
You don't want to put, like, straight sugar in your body first thing in the morning. No. But if it's the mint and the chemicals in your good old-fashioned Crest that is killing your ability to taste things. Mm-hmm. If you use a natural toothpaste that doesn't have fluoride, doesn't have chemicals, doesn't have fillers, doesn't have thickeners, doesn't have things that make it foam, then you will be just fine to drink your coffee.
I'll be fine to enjoy my Bailey's and coffee.
Yeah, give it a try.
Well, that's kind of like,
your challenge for this week.
Okay, you got to link me on the toothies, but because I think, you know, having smelly breath is a part of football season until at least 11. Okay. And so after you're done with your coffee, then you brush teeth, you're like, okay, now I'm hungry, I can eat.
Okay, yeah.
I mean, it's my ritual.
I'm not mad at your ritual at all.
I do it at your house. No one ever says anything to me.
I mean, another fall thing that I really love is we just had Canadian Thanksgiving last week, and we have American Thanksgiving coming up. And I know that in this day and age, Thanksgiving is controversial, and I'm not arguing the points or the reasons that it is controversial, but to me, I think that anything in life is what you make of it, right?
Yeah.
So you can choose to harp on the bad stuff, or you can say, you know what? I know where this came from. It wasn't right. And now we know better.
Right.
Right. I mean, you're talking about hundreds of years ago, there were a lot of limited resources and there wasn't a ton of education and like people fucked up a bunch back in the day. And now
they're still fucking up.
Yeah. Now we know better. But what you can focus on is what you choose to make of the holiday. Maybe that's time with your family.
It's just family time to me. I look at Thanksgiving.
I agree. Maybe it's a time to be thankful and grateful. Right. Maybe grateful for the education that we've evolved past where Thanksgiving came from.
Yeah.
Right? Like maybe we're grateful. We just take a day where we're super appreciative of what's around us. And that's our family and friends. Our home and our friends and our downtime, vacation time, football.
Hello, football. And football treats. You know, I love some bacon and spinach pancakes on football Sundays.
Totally. Yeah.
I mean, then I love to sag into like some sausage and some burgers.
Some what?
Sausages.
It's not an episode if you don't make a word.
I love a link.
Love a link.
Organic.
Love a link.
Grass fed link. But okay. I mean, I do love the fall. If it's about doing, it's not the fall in and of itself. My house is not decorated in fall. Although my daughter told me, but I was like, because I was like buying Halloween decorations and I have some that I use, but I like to switch it up some years, like something fun and new on her door or something. And she was like, do you know my teacher decorated her classroom in fall? And I was like, I don't care because I don't celebrate fall. And
she's I'm here like, girl.
I told her, go to Cassandra's house if you
want
your fall.
We actually don't have a ton of decorations though, because like we don't live in one place.
It's true.
As you know, we're always on the move. We're always bouncing around. We live and work in multiple different places.
Yeah.
Man, my frequent flyer status is up there.
Love it.
But a lot of times it's hard to put certain decorations because, you know, it's like, oh, we're only here for 4 days this month. And it doesn't make sense.
It doesn't make sense.
But the spirit of fall is always with me.
I know. You'll be on the flight whatever day you leave and you'll be asking for some pumpkin. Why don't you bring, you know what, if you were really about that life, you should shoot an Instagram reel with your little pumpkin thing that you bring on the airplane.
What pumpkin thing?
Pumpkin latte thing you make if you're leaving out in the morning. And you should bring your buzzer and say how to fallify your flight.
Fallify your flight. Hashtag fallify your flight. Can we talk about the return of football?
You know what? Look, football has, like, okay. Let's just touch on football real quick.
I've been back for more than a month.
I know, but I just texted my girlfriend. We live in a world where the Cowboys have a great record and the Rams don't have a great record. And Brady is not, I mean, if you read the press and the tabloids and you believe that him and Giselle may or may not be divorcing, but he is thinner. He doesn't look well. When he took that family leave at the beginning of training camp, I'm like, he came back and I said, did he get work done? And then it's like, no, he just dropped 40 pounds. And the stress will do it to you.
Well, yeah, it will.
Like, they call it, what is it called? The relationship diet? Like,
I mean, I think that the thing about, so the tabloids right now are saying that Tom and Giselle are separated.
Because he came, she did an interview and she said it's because he unretired. He retired and then unretired, which makes him a liar.
Oh, what? Okay.
And to
hold
her,
on. To her. Hold on. To her. I don't think that makes you a liar. I think that you're a human that's allowed to change your mind. Imagine living your entire life. Okay. We're talking about 40 years at least. We're not going to count the first couple of years. But since you were a small child, you were working toward this dream of being a football star, and this is all you want. You know, you're dedicating your life, your practices, your family, as they're driving you to practices, they're spending money, they're doing all this stuff. You can get to the point where you retire and then go, no, you know what? I actually thought I was ready to retire, and now I'm not. I mean, look at the Rams last year. Didn't Andrew Whitworth retire? And they were just like, hey, come on back, dude. And he went, okay.
Gronkowski did the same when Tom was like, hey, he's like, I'm retiring. He's like, no, you're not. Come play for the Buccaneers. And they won another one. But I think the only reason why I say that is because he did a podcast. I forget the sports guy's podcast, but I was listening to it, and he was just like, you know, I haven't been there for my family. And, you know, I think I made promises that I couldn't keep as a husband and as a dad. Mm-hmm. And I miss baseball. I miss soccer. I miss every major sporting event. Am I ready to retire? No. Will I do it for my family? Yes. And I think when you're living in your purpose, there's a very dangerous line. Look, you married Tom Brady. You didn't marry the postman. We love a good postman, but you didn't marry a postman.
Should we think Giselle's marrying a postman?
No.
I'd say like. Firefighter.
Yes. But I don't think to marry someone like Tom Brady is to kind of accept that he will play this game until the wheels fall off. And it is
until he can't.
That's what I'm saying. Until he, you know, gets so tired and banged up that he needs to ice for 3 days after every game, which is almost impossible. So it's like, I don't believe, and this is my own personal belief, that when someone has a purpose, that then you can say enough's enough or now, or because what the reason why you're dating him is because he's Tom Brady and he is one of the goats.
Well, that's the thing is, I mean, he's an attractive man, but if he were, you know, a server at Chili's, do we really think that, you know, he's got a shot with Gisele Bündchen?
No, which is why I think, and this is just my own opinion, when you date a professional athlete, you know, and they're that good, I just don't think you can touch their career buttons. I just don't believe you could have input. Hey, honey, take the day off, or I'm gonna take the kids. You know, I think because their careers are their bodies.
What?
And their mental state is usually.
Well, there's no separation. If you are, you know, an insurance salesman, you can check out at the end of the day. You can leave your job at the office. But when you are so dependent on your body to fulfill your career and what your whole life is shaped around, there's no stepping out of it. There's no checking out of your body.
Well, it's like the mental, like Kobe Bryant, when he retired, he saw a sports psychologist. He knew it was going to be his last year. So for a whole year before he announced he was retiring, he retired his mind from basketball. And he talked a lot about it will haunt you if you don't tell yourself over and over again, you cannot, your knees, your back, your, he's like, yeah. Because he didn't want to have resentment or feel like, man, what if I could still play? Cause he said it would haunt you. And I think if Brady needs to have the worst season of his career to retire, then let him do it.
Yeah. I mean, it's unfortunate that he didn't want to go out on a high note. I mean, even when I take tennis lessons
and that last hit,
the instructor's like, let's do two more. And then I nail the second to last one. And then on the last one, you're like, we got to do one more.
But that's human nature, right? You don't want to go out on a bad note. You want to go out on a high note. And I think, but I do think, you know, the game for him is, you know, he's not a running back. He's not a, you know, wide receiver. He's not a defensive back. He's not getting banged up as much as those guys. And his accuracy is still good. So I don't know. I feel like I get it, personal stuff. And maybe there were promises made that he couldn't keep. But I just don't agree that when someone's in their purpose, that anyone else should interfere. Spouse, parents, siblings. I think if you are doing what you're supposed to be doing, then everyone needs to get on board or fall off the train. That's just me.
Thank you for joining us for a little chat about fall football.
Fall football.
I think we spent a whole episode talking about fall and football.
I think we did. And rituals. And maple syrup.
Well, cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers. Thanks for joining us. Click, like, subscribe, and we will see you next week.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.